Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Kirsten from Los Angeles, California. My boyfriend recently got me completely addicted to your show, and I'm now an EPP. We listen to it all the time, especially when we're going on road trips and things like that. So this is a pretty recent story. My boyfriend and I are both pretty into the paranormal, so we found this hilarious. We went to Julian, California for our anniversary this past year. It was around the Halloween holiday, and I'm from Chicago originally, so my boyfriend wanted to take me somewhere where the leaves changed because he knew I missed fall. So Julian, California is this really cute town, very old-fashioned, Western-looking. It's known for their apple cider and apple pies and things like that. And a lot of people settled there during the gold rush. So we went looking for just like a romantic weekend. We weren't really looking for paranormal activity, but we found that anyway. So we get to this hotel. It's called the Gold Rush Hotel in Julian, California. We walk in and it's really quaint and cute. It's just this really old house with a parlor. And I jokingly say to my boyfriend, I was like, oh, well, this place is definitely haunted. And he's kind of like, yeah, huh? And because we had also listened to your podcast the entire way there, so I already kind of had that in my head. But we get to the front desk, and the lady says, go upstairs, whatever door is open. Those are the rooms that have not been occupied yet. Pick whichever one you want, and we will go ahead and get you a key. So my boyfriend and I go upstairs, and we look at several rooms, and they're all really cute, but there's this one room, room number 10, that is just calling to us. Like, we both went in and we both said, oh my gosh, this is it. This is where we're staying. It was just so comfortable feeling and so quaint and had a really, really cute view of the backyard. And so we're like, okay, this is the room where we're staying. So we settle in. We do some sightseeing of the area. We go to dinner, and then we come back to the room and it's a little bit darker. And, I don't know. I just started getting a really strange feeling, looking around. What looked really cute during the day kind of had a really eerie feeling. Like, pictures on the wall seemed to kind of have eyes that followed you wherever you went. There was a old fashioned wardrobe in the room, and we just watched The Conjuring. It was Halloween time. And so I was a little freaked out by that. And of course my boyfriend's like, well, then you get that side of the bed. And, so I was trying to stay away from the wardrobe because I just got a really weird feeling with that. So that night, my boyfriend's like, let's go find a drugstore because I want to get a bottle of wine and I also want to see if I can get some cigarettes. So as we're leaving, we're walking down the stairs to the front lobby, and out of the corner of my eye, as we're passing the parlor, I could have sworn I saw a woman with dark hair and in long petticoat type robes, like red and black. And so I turned to look again after my brain kind of registered what I had seen, and she was gone. Instead, it was just this blonde cleaning lady that was in the room. And so I kind of brushed it off. I was like, oh, I probably just thought I saw something. So I was relieving, though. I told my boyfriend, and I was like, that just kind of felt really weird. And he says, oh my gosh, we have to do an EVP when we get back to the room. And at first I'm kind of like jazzed about that idea. I'm like, yeah, that kind of sounds fun. And then as we get back to the room, I'm just feeling so weird about it. I became such a chicken. I did not want to participate. So he's the one asking all the questions. We, of course, turn the lights off. And we finally get to the question, what is your name? And we hear this loud pop. And we realize we had left a plastic cup on the desk. And we just assumed that maybe it popped or something open. But we really don't know for sure. I just thought the timing of it was so weird. We didn't catch anything else on the EVP, but that was enough to freak me out that I was like, okay, I'm done. No more EVP for tonight. So that night while we were sleeping, I wake up because I'm freezing and I realize that my covers have been pulled off of me. And I'm notorious for kicking my covers off in the middle of the night and moving around a lot. It drives my boyfriend nuts. So I just assume that's what I've done. So I pull the covers back up and I snuggle back in and I start to feel my covers getting peeled off of me. And I look over thinking like it's my boyfriend, but you know, in my sleepiness, I don't realize like he's on the other side of me. Like that makes no sense. He wouldn't be on the side that the covers are getting peeled off. So, and he's out cold, he's snoring. So I'm like, oh my God, this is freaky. So I pull the covers back up really quickly and I wrap them around me really tight and I snuggle back in. I'm trying to fall back to sleep, but I keep feeling these covers getting peeled off of me. I don't know how I finally fell asleep, but I did. And the next morning, I tell my boyfriend and he was like, that's so weird. He's like, I didn't want to freak you out, but I started having a really weird feeling before we did the EVP when we came back to the room. He's like, I just felt something was really strange and not so nice. And so we check out of the hotel and as we're leaving, we get to the front porch and there are these people standing outside who are talking just about the area. And a lady points to the hotel behind us and says, oh, and that's the Gold Rush Hotel. That's the one that's supposed to be really haunted. And we both kind of look at each other and we're like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding. So we had plans to go to this, this winery. So in the car, I'm Googling all of this stuff about this hotel. And sure enough, not only is the hotel itself really haunted, it's our particular room, room number 10, that has had so many sightings and so many crazy things that have happened there. I guess at one point, the hotel was also a restaurant. The man Albert was a former slave and he had moved to California after getting his freedom. With his family, and he started a restaurant, and he built this house, and so I guess it was they lived upstairs, and I guess some kind of fire happened. There's speculation that kids were playing with matches or something, and something went wrong, and part of the house caught on fire, and Albert died. So I guess we're pretty lucky because some people have claimed really sinister things have happened there. Like they wake up with scorch marks on their body. They've seen fireballs getting thrown down the hallway. So luckily we didn't see any of that. I guess there was some kind of cleansing of the house that took place and that sinister spirit is no longer there. But Albert, there have been so many stories because I guess room number 10 was his personal bedroom. And there's so many stories and complaints from all these different women saying they have felt groped or pinched in the middle of the night. So, yeah, I'd like to think that he's just kind of a perv and not super sinister, but make of that what you will. So that was kind of our strange experience. I guess his wife has also been seen in the house, so I'm pretty sure that's who I saw in the parlor as well. But anyway, that's my story. Thank you so much for this podcast. It's so great. I'd love it if you could put this on the air because then I can convince my boyfriend to tell some of his because he's got some great ones. But anyway, thank you so much.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com. or patreon.com/realghoststories.